720 WGN. It is 249. Elise Glink is a regular fixture on our show on Fridays. She is the CEO of Best Money Moves Financial Wellness Company. And I love this article you sent, Elise, because it talks about the fear of missing out and destination travel. And what we found out yesterday is called gig tripping, which is headed somewhere in the nation or internationally to see a concert. And a lot of those Swifties did that last year. So what's going on with this survey? What can you tell us?
Wait, last year? Only last year? Are you kidding me? I know people going to Europe after seeing it 2, 3, and 4 times. They saw Taylor Swift in the U.S. in a variety of places, including one young woman in her 20s who I know spent the night outside because she didn't want to pay for a hotel on her 4th visit to see Miss Taylor Swift. So I think there's a whole lot of this. What did you call it? Gig tripping?
Gig tripping. That's what they're calling it now.
Wow. Well, hard to stay on top of all this stuff, Lisa. I got to tell you. I don't know. It's that generational divide, I suppose. But it's interesting because according to this new survey from Bread Financial and AAA, consumers are really spending huge amounts of money and changing their travel habits around live events. So younger generations are driving the next generation of what they call event destination travel and spending. 37% of Gen Zs, 39% of millennials spend between, get this number was shocking to me. They spend between $500 and $5,000 per year on tickets alone.
Yeah, I believe that.
And then they have to buy, you know, airfare and stay in a hotel, and then there's food, and you go out for drinks afterwards, and you have to buy all the clothes that have all the stuff on it to show that you were actually there. And so you're spending this kind of incredible money, five figures in a lot of cases, where people are spending $8,000 to $10,000 or more. A lot of it is so that they don't feel left out. FOMO, fear of missing out, it's a real thing. A third of travelers, actually a little bit more than that, say that FOMO played into their decision to purchase a live ticket event.
And it's not just concerts. That would be sporting events as well, right?
Yeah, it isn't just concerts, although we've been talking about Taylor Swift, but it could be for the Super Bowl. 38% of Gen Z travelers say they're going to go to the 2025 Super Bowl. So they're planning ahead, hopefully saving along the way. 32% have traveled or will travel for the 2024 NBA Finals and some of the games leading up to that. 19% have traveled in the past to a Summer Olympics or are planning to travel for this year's Summer Olympics, which happens to be in Paris. So, I mean, if you go and get a look at the Louvre, that's not so bad.
Right, right. And I think that tickets have never been higher. And
no,
the fees that are associated with tickets have never been higher.
Yeah, no, you're exactly right. We're looking at tickets. Now, I don't know about you. I remember when I would go to a concert and I thought that, you know, a ticket at $30 was a huge amount of money, or $50. And I was out when it was after, you know, $70. I just couldn't even get my mind around that. But you've got much increased ticket prices for people where they're paying $250 to $750 per ticket. Family of four, you can do the math on that, and now you've got your airfare and the hotel rooms and all the rest of it. So it's pricey.
Yeah, it really is. And sporting events are just about the same, unless you're going to go see, you know, like the Kane County Cougars, you know, where you can't afford to bring a family.
Yeah,
all right. Oh, go ahead.
I was just going to say, even to if you go to the Cubs game, I have a friend who goes a couple of times a year, and he was saying that, you know, just to get a hot dog, you know, the hot dogs are something like, I don't know, mm-hmm. $20 a dog, and then you get fries and you get a couple of beers, and, you know, suddenly without even thinking, you've spent a couple $100 just on little food snacks.
Yeah, people cannot come into the city just to have fun for a weekend without dropping a grand. I mean, really, yeah. If you're paying for hotel and food and any entertainment, it's about $1,000 for two people.
Yeah, it is really quite pricey. And then if you've got little kids and you come without them, then you're paying for a babysitter. Yeah. And babysitters are now $20, $30 an hour. So, yeah, got to save up.
all of this, and mortgage rates are back up again.
Yeah, this was a little disturbing this week. We watched the average daily mortgage rate surpass 7.4%. This is the highest number since last November. Why did we get that? There was a hotter than expected inflation report. The Fed, this is mostly, which is killing anybody who has stocks, the Fed said they're going to delay rate cuts. Originally, they had said we were going to get 3 to 4 interest rate cuts this year. Now that's looking like we might get 1 or 2. It just kind of depends, or we might get none. And so for anybody who does have a 401k or is holding stocks, you're very unhappy because all of the gains that you had this last quarter, in the first quarter of the year, have probably evaporated, maybe then some. So we're all hoping that inflation continues its to come down, and then the Fed will react in a better positive way.
I hope so, because home buying season is getting underway, and there are so many related industries that rely on that.
Yeah, they do. And we're really concerned, actually, about the home buying and selling industry. So I got a letter the other day from somebody who said, you know, we've looked at your house. We really want to move to your neighborhood. Please, you know, if you're thinking about selling, please call us first. More and more of these letters are getting sent because literally homeowners are deciding to stay. They've got low interest rates that they've locked in on. They don't see any reason to move. And if they move, they'd pay more anyway. So that's kind of bottleneck. And then we're also seeing the price of homes continue to go up, even here in Chicago, which has lagged, you know, the overall market in terms of home price appreciation. But home prices are going up because there's literally nothing for people to buy. So that's a real concern out there. What we saw, I think this week's numbers, we saw for last month, the number of homes that were listed for sale dropped. The number of offers were dropping. And I think we were even going back into an annualized number. It looked around 4.5 million sales. We should be well over 6 million sales right now. And we're not heading in the right direction.
Mm. Back to your previous story, somebody said they paid $18.75 for a Miller Lite at the Allstate Arena. That's one beer. That's one beer.
That's what you would pay for a fancy cocktail at a really nice restaurant.
Yes. And there are several text messages saying, are these, quote, travelers, the same people who can't pay down their student loans and are requesting help from the U.S. government?
Well, I wish I knew, but of course I can't see into their pocketbooks. But isn't that interesting? Good, yes. Nice job, listeners.
Oh, a lot of people saying that, just in different words. Thank you so much for joining us, Elise. Tell everybody how to grab your newsletter.
Sure. You can go to my website, thinkglink.com, or you can go to Substack and go to glink.substack.com.
Have a great weekend.
You too, Lisa.
The news from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom with Lauren Lapka is coming up next on 720 WGN.
Yeah.